Hello and welcome to this new series for the All Parsha app. My name is Hananiah Rappaport and we will be discussing practical lessons on Parshas HaShavua. We begin with Parshas Devarim. We know that whenever there is a Yontiv or a fast day that happens during the week, the Parsha that we lain before, the Parsha that we read before, is usually connected in some way to whatever it is that's going to be happening that week. As we approach Tisha B'Av, we look for some connection in Parshas Devarim. The source of the Chorban. The first time we see the date of Tisha B'Av was in the Midbar, the night that the Meraglim came back. It is described twice in the Torah, once in Parshas Shlach and the other time in Devarim, which we always read the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. V'teragnu ba'aleichem v'taymru, b'sinas Hashem oisanu ha'itzianu me'eretz Mitzrayim, l'seit oisanu b'yad ha'amari. V'teragnu ba'aleichem. They did something in their tents. We're going to explain that word in a minute. V'taymru, and they said, b'sinas Hashem oisanu ha'itzianu me'eretz Mitzrayim. Because Hashem hates us, He took us out of Mitzrayim to give us to the hands of the Amari. If we saw a person who had a beautiful diamond worth $2 million, and we saw him take that diamond and throw it into the water, we would say something is wrong with him. Why is he throwing his wealth away? But sometimes we do the same thing. It says, Ezehu asher hasameach b'chalkai. A person who is happy with what he has, he is a wealthy man. When we are dissatisfied, when we are jealous, we are throwing away our wealth. A person who is a kafui toiv, a person who does not recognize the good in his life, a person who covers over the good that happens, is a very sad quality to have. But there is something that is even worse than that, and that is the midah of nerganut. It says in Mishle, Divrei nergan kimitlahamim, vehim yardu chadrei batan. The words of a nergan, it infects us. It reaches deep down in our stomach. Not only does a person who is a nirgan not appreciate what was done, not only does he not acknowledge it, but he takes it a step further. He looks at a person who is doing a favor for him, who's doing good to him, and accuses him of doing it, of doing something wrong to him. It's an extremely painful and debilitating spiritual condition. We all know people who suffer from nerganut. In any situation, there is going to be that one person that no matter what you do for them, there will be something wrong, something to complain about. And while it is very frustrating for the person who has to deal with the nergan, it is utterly devastating for the person who is infected with this midah. It's so hard to understand. Here is the Dor HaMidbar, who had witnessed so many nisim. They saw the Makas, Yamsuf, the Man, the Anane HaKavod, and they still have the ability to say, B'sinat Hashem Eizanu, Hashem hates us? How? How could they say this? It isn't logical. Nerganut is never logical. It doesn't start with the Meraglim either. It started with Vayis'u Mehar Hashem Derech Shleshes Yomim, and the Mefarshim there say, they left Har Sinai, a direction, a path of 3 days, Ketinai Kayyotei Uvareach Mibeis HaSefer. They were sitting at the foot of the mountain, and they weren't missing a thing, not Beruchnias, not Begashmias, and somehow they weren't happy. One whispered to another, every day is a new mitzvah, every day a new obligation. Let's get out of here. We don't care to where. But in order to leave, you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to lift the cloud. And so Hashem, ignoring their lack of gratitude, not only lifted the cloud, but took them out quickly. A 3-day distance in 1 day. And they were almost ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. And then comes the Nirganut again. Vayihi ha'am kemis'oinenim ra ba'aznei Hashem. The nation began to complain about the bad in the ears of Hashem. Why are we rushing? Why are we going so fast? When it was leaving Har Sinai, they didn't want to sit. Now that they're going towards Eretz Yisrael, we're going too fast. How could they keep on changing their minds? This is nirganut, and it doesn't work with seichel. A person who is infected with this midah will always complain about what there is and will always want what it is they don't have. Vayichar apay, Hashem got angry at them. Ani hayisi miskaven l'toivaschem, shetikansu la'aretz miyad. It was my intention to do good for you so that you should come into Eretz Yisrael right away. And you looked at it and you complained. And then they complained about the mon and they said they wanted meat. They had tons of meat. But they were looking for a reason to complain. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. If you give them meat, they'll want fish. If you give them fish, they'll want meat. If you give them fish and meat, they'll say that we wanted fish for the second course and you gave us fish for the first course. The punishment for being a Nergan is losing everything, like they did that night in the Midbar. Those people lost their chance to go into Eretz Yisrael, and we lost both of the Batei Mikdash, and we are sitting in Galus today. The problem with Nerganut is that it's really in our nature. It comes way back, from way back in Gan Eden, when Adam and Chava had all the good in the world, and the snake came forward and said, "You think you have it so good? The only reason that Hashem is making this so idyllic for you is that he wants to distract you from that tree over there. And if you would eat from that tree, v'hayisam ka'alekim, you would be like Hashem. And don't you know that he doesn't want you to be like him? And that's why he's giving you all this good, so you shouldn't notice that tree? In other words, b'sinat Hashem oischem. He put you into Gan Eden. He put you here because he hates you." To which there is a very logical response. If he hated Adam and Chava, and he was jealous of Adam and Chava, he wouldn't have created them. But logic and Nerganut never go together. And their response was to eat from the tree, which of course destroyed everything. The Yalkut Shimoni says that in Gan Eden, there were 800,000 trees in each of the four directions. That equals 3,200,000 trees. Had Adam and Chava lived for 6,000 years and eaten from one single tree every single day for 6,000 years, they would have only eaten from 2,190,000 trees, leaving more than a million trees that they didn't even reach. He could have had so many different types of fruits from so many different kinds of trees. There was one tree he shouldn't have eaten from. And of course, the one tree that he couldn't eat from is the only one that he wanted. Later, much later in history, we will ask the question, Haman min ha-Torah minayin? Where do we find Haman in the Torah? And the question that we're really asking is, where do we find the midah that Haman had? The midah that says, V'chol zeh einenu shoveli. I have wealth, I have children, I have a wife, I have power, I have a home, I have the whole nation bowing down to me. There is one person who doesn't bow to me. And nothing is worth anything. Because I don't have that one thing that I don't want. And the answer is, Hamin Ha'etz. That's where we find this midah. When you have so much, but spend all the time looking at the one thing that you don't have. And we know the truth. The feeling of being taken care of or not being taken care of has not that much to do with reality. It has much more to do with perspective. Feeling like I have what I need or I don't have what I need is based on my perspective. I once heard a life coach speaking to a group of senior citizens, and she was asking them, what would make you happy? What would you need to make you happy? And one of the women said, it would make me so happy if I could spend my winter vacation in Florida with all my grandchildren. And another one had bigger ideas in mind. She said, I really want to buy all my grandchildren their own home. I want to know that all my grandchildren have a house. And they were throwing their responses back and forth until one woman said, do you remember what we needed when we were liberated from Auschwitz? What we needed was a spoon. Because the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, in their sadistic horror, tried to take away any human dignity. And one of the things that they did was they took away the eating utensils from the Jews. So she said, all we would have needed was a spoon, something to put into that spoon, and a dry pair of socks and we would have been happy. What we have and what we don't have, what we know and what we don't know, is based on our perspective, and that creates our reality. The Meraglim came back and they had astounding stories to tell. Chazal tell us that a girl ate half a pomegranate and threw the peel away. When the Meraglim came back and found the peel, they decided it must be a bungalow, and they went to sleep in it. When she came back to throw out her peel, she picked it up and they fell out. That's what it means when they say we felt like chagavim, we felt like insects. Chazaku mimenu. This land is a crazy land. It took 8 people to carry 1 cluster of grapes. Is this a good thing or a bad thing that the fruits are of such astronomical proportions? It's not a good thing or a bad thing. These are the facts. How we look at them is in our hands. Perhaps it means chazaku mimenu, or perhaps it means that Hashem is setting us up for incredible miracles. Going back to the pasuk, b'sinas Hashem oisanu, Rashi says, v'hu haya ohev eschem, aval atem sonim oto. Really, Hashem loves you, but you hated him. Moshal hedyot. There is a common parable, a saying that people say, that what is in your own heart about your friend is what you imagine is in his heart about you. Which means that the way we feel about anything which is going on is not necessarily an accurate portrayal of reality, but perhaps an accurate portrayal of what it is that I'm really feeling right now. Or as Shlomo HaMelech said, Kamayim hapanim lapanim, kein leiv ha'adam la'adam. Long before therapists came up with the words of projection, transference, counter-transference, we knew this truth. Like water reflects what is in our face, so too does my heart reflect on the heart of the other person. Whatever it means that the Dardea hated Hashem, and we can't understand that, but what it means is that somewhere deep inside, they felt that whatever type of hatred that they felt, and therefore they projected it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what he was doing out of love, I loved you, and I wanted to bring you into Eretz Yisrael right away, they looked at it as, Bisinas Hashem Eisanu. It says that the reason for the Chorban is Sinas Chinam. The Sinas Chinam started that night with the Sinas Hashem Eisanu. The reason he took us out was not because he hated us, but because he loved us. And often this is true with our fights and arguments today. Someone does something, says something, looks at me in the wrong way, and we feel hated. She must hate me, or she would never have said, did, acted in such a way. But perhaps, just perhaps, v'hu haya ohev eschem, aval atem sonim osei. We cannot possibly change our entire world. We can't change every circumstance, and we can't change every single thing which makes us feel pain, hurt, slighted, alone. But we can look at ourselves and see what has to be changed. And perhaps it's as simple as changing our perspective. We can always, always, always find something good. And we can always, always, always find something bad. It's not just to have shalom that it's important. The nirganut kills anything and everything good in our lives. It destroys us, our families, our relationships, our health, our menuchas hanefesh. We have to look at the people around us and look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu and look at the world that we're living in and look for the good and find the good. And if we're having a hard time doing that, to turn the spotlight back onto ourselves and to say, what is it that's going on within myself that's making me look at things and in this way, and perhaps I can change my perspective and get myself some of that menuchas hanefesh that we all so badly need. We should have an easy fast, and even better, we should be zeicha to celebrate the Moed of Tisha B'Av in Yerushalayim altogether. Thank you and good Shabbos.